QCQ. Internet, your net control now is QO4 Oscar India Mike K4OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Lake Bowen up here in Edmond. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In an emergency, this net will be activated. We're catching the top Cedars Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina line. And the repeater, yep, got there. The repeater's located about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Radio Amateur Radio Society, and all members licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control.
KMKI4DOS.
DOS K4OIM. Go ahead, Gary.
Good evening to the net. As we all know, A.K. Gray, W4AKG, passed away. And his wife, Teresa, is going to have a ham radio yard sale coming this weekend. She wants to do it on Friday and Saturday. Probably start about 8:30 and go up. My wife ordered something else in there. Start at 8:30 and go up till, oh, I don't know, mid-afternoon, but not going to be all day. He's got radios and antennas, and just if you're a builder, he's got pieces, parts, all kinds of those. you just have to come and see, but it's going to be this coming Friday and Saturday at A.K. Gray's house.
What's an address for that yard sale?
The address is 1475 Old Easley Highway. That's in Easley, just across the Saluda River over into Easley into Pickens County.
4FCM, go ahead, Fred.
Gary, is your list of what's available anywhere posted? Do you know of a list?
List, but it is not posted anywhere, Fred.
Okay, thank you. You're W4CM. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Gary. Does anybody need any feels on Gary's announcements?
Well, LZI, I just tuned over here and heard this. I assume this is what AK have. Where's this list at?
AK's wife having a yard sale. Friday and Saturday, Andy, and he's got a bunch of radio equipment, antennas, and pieces and parts, and everything, so that's all I know about it, which is what Gary just said, so, you want me to go ahead and check you in, Andy?
Yeah, go ahead, while you're Andy. I knew I heard Gary say something about it one time late last week, but I didn't know when it was going to be or what all he had, because he had a lot. KI4LCI.
Yeah, Gary said he had antennas and radios and all kinds of stuff. You just have to come and see what all he had, Andy. I've got you checked in here. I hope you stick around for the round table.
Usually I'm here somewhere, KI4LCI.
I need any feels on Gary's announcement about the yard sale for AK's radio.
radio equipment and all.
KO4 and an H.
An H, go ahead.
Harry said that was from 8 a.m. to mid-afternoon, correct?
That's correct.
Confirmation, though.
You want me to go ahead and log you in?
KO4 and an H, mobile in Piedmont, 73 U Walt on the net, negative to negative.
What's the name? I can't remember.
Romeo Echo Delta.
All right, Fred, I got you in the logbook. A lot of people didn't catch that announcement. AK that passed away a couple of weeks ago, his wife Teresa is having a yard sale, a ham radio yard sale. And it'll begin at 8 a.m. Friday and Saturday and last to about noon. And that's all I've got on it now. He's got radio. He's like me. He's got all kind of radio equipment. Antennas, radios, parts and pieces and project boxes and all of that if you're a builder. So, I'm sure his wife, Teresa, would appreciate y'all participating in this yard sale. And thank you, Gabriel, for bringing that up to the net tonight.
I am in a net, KI4DOS. Not a problem there, Walt. But I've been down there helping Teresa move stuff around and dig stuff out of closets and just everywhere. But he's got some nice stuff, and he's got some older transceivers. One of them I know needs a little work, but he's got the parts there for it. And I may go ahead and read some of this on the swap net tomorrow night. And Teresa did say that if you wanted to, if somebody was interested in something that I read off the swap net tomorrow night, that she would not be offended if they wanted to come by and look at it on Thursday before the yard sale started. So, but I'll leave that up to her. It's not my call. But anyway, that's it. Then I'll be around for Rag Q and go ahead and check in Joy, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy, and we're at home in Easley.
All of this down here right quick. Okay. I just got announcements or bulletin for net tonight. Call K4OIM or net control. That looks like that was it for announcements. I'm in a jam here tonight. Squirrel got the transformer up there a while ago and knocked the power off again. But I had to go back in and I had my 2 meter hooked up to the solar. For some reason, it went back to 146,700. I had to reprogram that thing. I don't know why I done that, because it's hooked into the solar panel. And then my Echo Link didn't want to connect. And I went to the Brothers pre-check-in. And it would tell me on my phone and on my computer that the website was unavailable. But I finally got it straightened out here. In regular roll call. Let me read off the people that checked in tonight using the Brothers pre-check-in net. Fred, that was just on here, W4FCM over in Travelers Rest, and Fred brought along his wife, Isla, in 4IEI, and thank you for always doing the pre-check-in, Fred. I really appreciate it. Then we got WG4MC. That's Matt. He's over in Greenville County, almost in Easley. And Matt is our Thursday night net control, so be sure and check in Thursday night with Matt. Then we got N4
DJC, that's my buddy and Curry over in Anderson. Then we got K4OSH, that's another friend, Pat, he's over in Malden. And then K4XMR, that's Mail down in Prosperity. And Mail, if you're listening, I appreciate you taking the time all the way from Prosperity to check in. Then we got 884RM, that's Robert over in Easley. And he's one of the alternate net control stations. He swaps out with Wendy KN4HTP on Monday night. And then we got W4MKH, that's Marshall down in Jacksonville. Appreciate you checking in, Marshall, because you've been checking in here pretty regularly for the last couple of weeks. And then we got KC4W, that's Bill down in Anderson. And then W4CTW, that's Tyler and Taylor's. And then KO4RUR, that's Chris down in, over in Greenville. Any of you are listening, I really appreciate y'all taking advantage of the pre-check-ins. And, boy, so far I've got 18. So now I'll go to Echo Link stations and see if we got anybody there. Marshall, are you going to check in through Echo Link? I see you there, or you just want me to go ahead, you've done the pre-check-in, and I got you checked in. So, if you got anything else, Marshall?
For MKH, the only thing, actually, this thing's not working right. The only thing I wanted to say was, thanks, Walter, and I'll be negative and negative.
I appreciate you taking the time to do the pre-check-in. And I know how Echo Link, sometimes it's there and sometimes it ain't. But I really appreciate you checking in, Marshall. And that is all I got on Echo Link right now. This being Tuesday night, we'll get the party started here. With I through L, India through Lima. If the first letter in your suffix of your call begins with I through L, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM.
K4OIM, AC6IW.
K4OIM. Check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all. All of the net. 73.
K4OIM. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
How are you? Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
Cam. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comments this evening, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
First up, I got KG4JIA, that's Dennis and Gaffney. And Dennis, you a regular too. I appreciate you checking in all the way from Gaffney. Good signal coming into the repeater. And then we got KK4JPQ, that's Larry. He's over in Greer, and Larry brings along his bride Donna, KC4MFK, and Larry always sticks around for the round table. After I closed the net out on Tuesday night, we have sort of a round table for any anybody can get in there and ask questions about ham radio. And I've had people ask, what does QSO mean or QSL and all that. It's some of us old-timers trying to help out the new guys and gals. So if you've got a question about ham radio or about antennas, please say all right after I close the net out, and you're welcome to join in. They ain't no stupid question. The only stupid question is one that's not asked. So I'll go ahead. We got Mr. James. You let me get way ahead of you today. KK4JFO up there in Tuxedo. You must not have your finger on the trigger on the mic. Thank you, James, for checking in. And then we got KO4JKP, that's Duncan up in Asheville. And thank you, Duncan. You always got a good signal in there to the repeater. Anybody else? I through L, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM, AC6IW.
Name and location, please, a little slower.
Sorry about that. AC6IW, Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey. The name is Jeff, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, and I'm in Greenville.
JC4AW, is that correct for your call?
No, it's Alpha Charlie 6 for the prefix, and you got the end of it, India Whiskey.
About that, I believe it's the first time you checked in with me, Jeff. We have this net every night at 9 o'clock. There's a different net controller each night. And tomorrow night, Wednesday, is when KI4DOS, he calls the net, Mr. Gary, and he has a swap net after he does the roll call. If you want, if you got any radio equipment, you want to buy, sell, or trade, be sure and check in tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And Jeff, again, thank you for checking in. Anybody else, I through L, please call K4OIM or net control. But we got them on the first go-round there. Next, we'll move up to the next group here. M through P, Mike through Papa. If the first letter and suffix you could call begins with M through P, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM? Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Serena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Miss Lorena, I was writing all that down, and I should know it, but I missed Michelle's call sign. Could you come back with that, please?
Call 10, KM4. M-O-Q.
At that, is this all in the group? First up was KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and she's over in Piedmont, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW. And then their daughter, KN4MOQ, Miss Michelle. And Lorena, Michelle needs to get on here and check in every once in a while. She's got a pretty voice on the radio. And thank you for checking in, you and your family, Miss Lorena. Anybody else, M through P, please call K4OIM or net control. Usual. Miss Lorena and her family, the only one from getting there from him through P. One last time, the first letter to suffix you call begins with M through P. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
So, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. UTH is Campobello. Also, please check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, also in Campobello. And I'll hang around after for the round table walk.
KO4NUE, that's my good friend Chad of Campobello, and he brings along his wife Anna, KO4RYP, and she's a, I'd say a new ham. She hadn't had her license, but I believe about a month. And the two of them, both Chad and Miss Anna, they fill in for the net control stations when needed. And Chad, I tried to call you today and couldn't get you on your phone. It went to the voicemail. Just checking on you because I overheard the conversation you had last night with Larry. And I hope your mother-in-law is doing a whole lot better. And I understand you under quarantine now. I had to go through that back about a year ago. Well, it was really longer than that because I had the virus and nobody could come around me. So I got you and your family in my prayers, Chad. And I'm thinking about you, buddy. I just want you to know. All right, anybody else, Q through T, please call K. No, I'm still in the back to Papa. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. I'm up to the next group now, Q through T. For back through Tango with the first letter and suffix for call begins with the letter Q through T. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am. One Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all the net.
4OIM. Skin, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Net Control. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit. North Carolina, can't hang around this evening, Walt, but 73's to you, and I'll give you a call tomorrow.
First we got WM4S, that's my friend Chris over in Lyman, and Chris, I'm going to try my best to make it to the Greer Club meeting this coming month. I hope I'll be seeing better because I'm supposed to have a cataract took off my left eye on Monday, the Monday before the club meetings, and I hope get to see you there. And then we got KN4RJN, that's my buddy John up in Brown Summit. He used to be the Friday Night Net Control. And everybody misses John, but he had to move up to North Carolina to be with his kids and grandkids. Yeah, John, I'll be here. I'll be waiting on your phone call, buddy. And anybody else? One last time, Q through T, please call K4OIM or Net Control. We'll move up to the next group now. Through Z, uniform through Zulu. At the first letter, the suffix if you call begins with the letter U through Z. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4 Zulu, Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Good evening, Walt. Just check me in and out.
In November 4, uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, AF4ET. That's my wife, Nancy. We down here in the suburbs of Gray Court. We'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4 YLC. David and Whitmire, good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
This again, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM, Scott, Greenville, negative and negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India. Both name Marys. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Walt.
Good group there. First we had Kilo Echo 4, HF, at Jeff up in Columbus. I believe you've checked in with me before, Jeff. I appreciate you checking in, buddy. And then we got N4UZ. That's Mike down in Gray Court. And he brings along his wife, 884ET, Miss Nancy. Mike, tell Miss Nancy we said hello, and she's going to have to get in here and check in one night for you. I appreciate you, Mike, getting the family checked in. And then we got KC4XL. That's David down in Whitmire. And David, you're making a good trip up to the repeater. Just like you were sitting here in the chair next to me. Then we got K4XB, Tommy, over in Greenville. Tommy, you had a good signal night, too. And you had, I heard you on the sideband net tonight checking in. You had a really good signal, Tommy. And I thank you for being a regular. Then we got KX4YM. I ain't gonna mess it up tonight. That's Scott over in Greenville. And he brings along his bride, Mary, KO4ACD. And then, I might have messed that up. It might have been ACB, but I believe it was ACD. And then he's got his daughter, Mary, KO4IHI. And they are over in Greenville. Did I get that right, Scott?
That control, the suffix on my bride is Alpha Charlie Delta. Repeat, Alpha Charlie Delta. And the suffix for my daughter is India Lima India. Repeat, India Lima India. QSL?
QSL, I had that wrote down here, Scott. But I couldn't tell if your wife, I couldn't tell if the AC, I didn't know if that was a way my hand shakes. I didn't know whether it was a D or a B, but I got it right, and I had Miss Mary. I had her down I-L-Y. I don't know what I said, but I got it straightened out there, Scott. Thank you for your patience, buddy. Go ahead, recheck.
I'm in Gray Court, N4UZ. Yeah, when you wrote Nancy's call down, you called it out AA4, and it's AF4ET, and she wanted to say hello to you just so you'll know she's alive.
Hello, Wal.
Copy that.
Yeah, copy that. Appreciate her checking in and hearing her voice on the radio. She'd make a good net control station. I appreciate that. David, thanks again for checking in down there all the way down there at Gray Court. I like to live down there because it's way out in the country, away from everything, but I don't know. I'm pretty happy here on Lake Bowen. I don't know how it's going to be this winter. I know it's going to be Cole. Back before I retired, I used to ride motorcycles. And you could go down the road in the evening, and you could always tell when you get close to a little stream or a river, that temperature drops fast. And we right here, probably, about 500 feet away from the water, on the hill, and we on the hill going down to the lake. All right, I got everybody there. One more time, you through Z. Please call K4OIM or net control. Nothing hurt. It's going to be a good night. I've got almost 10 more people, and somebody's going to win the door prize tonight at number 50. I'm sitting on 40 now. Got a way to go. I always have a good group check in A through D. So we'll move up to that group, Alpha through Delta. If the first letter in the subject to be called begins with A through D, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. And you're right, the internet did go out about 10 minutes before the net, and it came back about 2 minutes after the net started. So you weren't, it happens. Anyway, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And thanks again for calling the net tonight, Walt.
William. India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel in Taylor's, and it's nice to hear you, Walt. Hope you're doing good.
This is usually a good group check-in here, but we'll try again in a minute. First off, we got W4DJW, Dave over there in Greer, and Dave is the net manager. He keeps everybody straight and makes sure somebody's here each night to call the net. And, Dave, it wasn't only my internet, the power went out up here. And I had to reset everything. But, thankful, I've got my 2-meter rig running off solar power. And it came back up, but when I went to, go to the Briars pre-check-in, it kept saying the page was unavailable. And I was getting the same thing when I went to EchoLink. I was trying EchoLink on my phone and EchoLink on my computer, and it just didn't want to come up right before the net. I looked at my phone, and the pre-check-in list was up, and I went back and connected with EchoLink, and so far, everything is running good here. I know they more than 2 people in A through D. I done checked Mr. Gary in and Miss Joy. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, A through D, please call K4OIM or net control.
4OIM. Walt, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. Walt, I couldn't tell if you checked me in or not. This is Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, Daniel N. Taylor's. Just double checking.
Down there, Daniel. I just didn't call it out with Dave. That was KI4DTY. Daniel over in Taylor's. I had you logged in, Daniel, but I just overlooked it when I read the list off. But I got you now. I appreciate you rechecking and bringing that to my attention.
4IOM.
Walt, please check in Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Echo. That's KY4AE. My name is Kendall. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative.
Why
please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73s to everybody on the net.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
K4OIM. Whiskey 4, Alpha Papa Bravo. Jack up in Mills River. I'll be in and out. Thank you.
Picked up a few more there in Alpha through Delta. And that first station that checked in, that was a call I don't recall hearing before. And I got confused. I think you said it was KY4AE, Kilo Yankee 4 Alpha Echo. Is that correct? And come back with your name and location, please.
Your Walt, that's correct. The name is Kendall, Kilo Echo November Delta Alpha Lima Lima, Kendall, and I'm in 6 Mile.
First up, we got KI4DTY, that's Daniel and Taylor's. And then a KO4BLH, that's Kurt over in Greenville. Kurt, appreciate you being a regular checking in each night. Believe me, the net control stations like to get those numbers because they have add up at the end of the month when Dave has to file his report. So, really appreciate it. And KY4 Alpha E has Kendall down in 6 Mile. Kendall, is, I believe it's the first time you checked in with me. But we've got a net here every night at 9 o'clock, a different net control station each night. And tomorrow night, Wednesday, Mr. Gary, KY4 DOS. After he does check-ins, he has a swap net. If you're looking to buy some kind of radio equipment or sell something or just anything pertaining to radio equipment, be sure and check in tomorrow night with Gary. Appreciate you checking in. My friend Dave over in Easley. And Dave, I appreciate you staying around for the round table the other week. And somebody's always here that can answer or try to answer the questions for the new hams and all. But, well, some of them I'm learning, I've been at this since 1978. And I'm still learning. You never stop learning in ham radio. Appreciate you checking in. 4DZS, that's Scott. He's down in Pendleton. And Scott, I appreciate you checking in with me tonight. I believe this is the first time you checked in with me. Then we got W4APP, that's Jack in Mills River. I believe it's the first time I've logged you in, Jack. I've been on that history, ancestry.com, running down my family tree, and it seems like all of my kin people on my grandmother's side, on my daddy's side, all of them, were born up in Cherokee, and they all moved to Mills River and died in Mills River back in the 1800s. A couple of them went up to Gaffney or Gastonia and got married, but they ended up coming back to Mills River. And you're not too far up the road from me. I'm over here on Lake Bowen, and it ain't maybe 2 miles from here to the Highway 9 and straight up through Mills River. So I appreciate you checking in, Jack. My last call, A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control. In a patient group. I enjoy waiting on Wednesday night. I really enjoy calling the net. And I enjoy calling it Wednesday night because Tuesday night because I know tomorrow's Wednesday. Mr. Terry will be calling it. Yeah, I love the swap net he's got on there. So, I'm going to move it up next now to the last group. E through H, Echo through Hotel. If the first letter and suffix you call begins with E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Halt and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. In 4HHC, Warren, we're in Taylor's. Negative and negative tonight.
4OIM. Your 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, Walt, but I will hang around after the net.
Control. Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Well, that call sound again, you right quick on the trigger there.
Oh, I thought I was slow, but okay. Let me clear up. Hello, test, 1, 2, 3. I'll clear up here in a minute. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. Over.
MG. Gilbert Fries, you were the 50th check-in tonight. You have to check with Gabriel Moore to collect your door prize, because he's the one that started this thing. But you were my number 50 tonight.
What kind of prize do I get?
I don't know. You have to check with Gabriel. He always, when somebody reaches the 50th check-in, you win the door prize.
Oh, Roger. Out.
N4HHC. That's Warren over in Taylor. You got a good signal coming into the repeater, Warren. And then KO4HKX. That's Patrick up in Penrose. You got a good signal too, Patrick. Thank you for checking in. Then we got W4FHJ. That's Gene over in Taylor. Gene, you portable tonight?
It's W4FHJ. Not tonight. I've got it's a portable piece of equipment that I'm using it all in a package and everything built up for emergency communications. But I'm not portable tonight. I've got this unit in the house, and then I've got the other one out in the tent. So I'm not portable tonight. Over.
Portable every night when I call the net, or any time I'm on 2 meters. I've got to get me another deep cycle battery to go in here. I've got 2 of them, and I'm going to need another one for my HF rig. Because the land's been looking pretty good today, up on 40 and 20 meters. I made 15 different contacts today. And I was on 2 meters. This guy threw his call out there, and he was mobile. And I went back to him, and another station broke in. What was his call? KM4ISI, Mike. And he was up in North Kingsport, Tennessee. And we talked back and forth just clear as day for, 5 or 6 minutes or something. I thought he was on Echo Link, but he wasn't. But W4DJW, he heard him, and Dave said they had a repeater up there in Kingsport on the same frequency as this one. and he probably thought that he was talking to me on his repeater, but he was actually reaching the Mount Mitchell repeater just as clear as day. So the bands are starting to open up now. Anybody else, E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control. That filled up one page on my log book. Yeah, I'm going to turn it over. I ain't got any numbers wrote on it. But we're going to open it up to the big group. Anybody, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
If you would, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Gabriel, I'm in Harrisonville, no traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling in.
More there, KM4, TZW, that's Gabriel up in Hendersonville. You're making a good trip too, Gabriel. Anybody else, A through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control. If that's it, let me go back and check Echo Link. Anybody else want to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's 2-meter net, please call K4OIM or Net Control. This is K4OIM now securing the formal portion of the net. With my thanks for all of you that checked in, I ended up so far with 51. And all stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the radio portion of net with periodic stops for check-ins but in between the radios. And I don't have nobody up for the radio. Got a couple that's going to stick around for the roundtable discussion here tonight. So, I guess I will go ahead and send my net report in. Just be patient and I'll send my net report in and I will close the net. If this internet is working right, just give me a second, folks. K4OIM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But I thanks for all that checked in. And believe me, the check-ins do count up at the end of the month when Mr. Dave W4DJW turns in the net report. So we really appreciate everyone that takes the time to do the pre-check-in or check-in through Echo Link or the, AP something the other. Anyway, there's several ways to check in. And we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. So, 7-3s, good night, and God bless. Calls in here for the round table. Maybe I'll get a chance to light my cigar now.
JBQ, light him up, Walt. For HKX.
JKB listening.
Like I said, fire him up. He's got any questions. Somebody will answer it. I know Chad or Miss Anna will. So, we're going to start it up. Go ahead, Chad.
First dibs, Walt. Before I ask my question, can you give me some sort of a signal report? I'm on quarantine, so since I'm on quarantine, you can imagine what I'm doing. So KO4HKX wanted me to, Patrick up in Penrose wanted me to, I told him I'd build him an antenna, so I got it finished up today. I'm on 2 watts, on a J-pole, and can you give me any indication kind of what it sounds like?
Reasonable, they say. Just a little bit of white noise in it, but if you got it sitting in the house or if you got it up in the air there, Chess?
It's hanging from the ceiling up against the wall, so I'm sure there's some interference with it there, but I've had it all out in the yard today, and I think I might be in a little bit of trouble. I'm not sure, but I just want to give a disclaimer and say, hey, if I create some kind of problem on the repeater today, I apologize. I wasn't aware that well, let me just tell you what happened. So I've got an antenna analyzer. So when I put the analyzer on the antenna, I didn't realize this until today. Obviously, the analyzer is creating some type of signal or oscillation or something to measure the impedance, reactance, inductance, and SWR. Well, I kept hearing some static every time I would turn the analyzer on, and my radio, I had my radio on monitoring, and it just would go absolutely crazy. I don't think it would transmit enough to mess with the repeater, but I know it was transmitting far enough for my base station to pick it up. So, I guess, did anybody hear any kind of ear interference today? And if they did, it was me, and I'm sorry.
I had radio on all day. I hadn't went anywhere. And, I hadn't heard nothing. Boy, 2 meters was wide open for a while there today. You might have heard me, but at the beginning of the net, I talked to a guy up in North Kingsport, Tennessee, through the repeater. He thought I was on Echo Link, and I thought he was on Echo Link. But boy, 2 meters was wide open for a while today. You could almost work DX on it. Well, for me, 2 meters, talking from here to Tennessee is DX. But the band's wide open out there today. You got anything else, Chad?
Issues with the repeater. I don't think my radio would have. If the PTT button is not pushed, then my other radio is not going to transmit what comes out of the analyzer. But my question is, I didn't realize that when the analyzer is analyzing, there's some type of signal coming out of it to analyze the antenna. So when that happens, the analyzer signal, is it strong enough to interfere with the repeater in any way? That's my first question. Because if that is happening, I've got to do something else. So the question is, did anybody hear any type of interference on the repeater today? And it should have been right after lunchtime for about an hour. And not knowing, but if I did, I apologize and I'll take responsibility for it.
I-4 DOS.
Go ahead, Garrett. I-4, what else you got?
what you were hearing on your transceiver there in the house, you were overloading the front end of your receiver.